cute and cuddly and all wrapped up in blankies, all rolled up. I think there's a few other things that can roll. Practice turning your eyes back into your head, that wonderful indicia that someone's dropping, that someone's vision is gaining laxity, losing focus. And you can accompany it with the other indicia I do enjoy, but if that's too much effort, you can always just close your eyes. It's only when you're straining to keep them open, or when you're commanded to keep them open, that it matters. It's only when you're glazed and dazed, but trying to pretend that you're a waking, alert little thing. That's the only time that your eyes focus and then unfocus, focus, unfocus, roll up, or turn inward, crossed or glazed or tingling or dripping from the corners, or so many windows to what's happening inside of you. What's happening in the soul? What's happening in the brain? And honestly, if I look at you and see the glazed whites of eyes turned up, of a mouth slack and unstraining, then I know not very much is going on in the brain. It's such a lovely way to broadcast just how deep and simplified your mind can be. And I love it. But your body can do it too. The rolling indicia of trance, little tingles that start at the extremities, the leaking, dripping, inching inward. Like your body's always trying to put you under for me. Because your body is always trying to put you under for me. Having learned my intricacies, having pleasured yourself to my voice, having brought yourself into such oblivious, tingling, full-body ecstatics. And when the trembling whisper in your ears moves over your scalp, the blood flow increases, and we know what happens to parts of your body when the blood flow around them increases. We know just how glistening and firm, just how horny and hard and hot they can get. And when your eyes roll, when your mouth opens, when your vision glazes, when you inhale deep, your brain is there to let you know, yeah, that is a glazed, blood flow inundated, gorgeously sexual organ in full and blind heat. The rut of a brain itself getting hard and firm, getting receptive to touch. Your brain wants my voice to touch it, to stroke across it, and when your eyes roll back, you see a hard brain, and the same as feeling blood flow between your legs, feeling dripping there, the same as pressing your face between my legs. You notice the full, engorged, inflamed rut of heat, the body broadcasting what it needs, and your brain is no different. So how horny are you going to be if your eyes roll back and all you see is that your mind itself is hard for me? Get hard for me. Horny for me. A purely mental process that propagates out to the rest of you, because there are so many parts of that little chemical system inside of you that are always operating. You have a healthy libido, ignited for your fetishes. And one of those fetishes is me. And so you know where we're going to be by the time I'm done weaving, winding, rending, sliding words around a brain that's all too happy to remain engorged, firm, easily stroked, self-lubricating. Every single contour of the mind, and my words slide along it, slide inside, slowly, pleasurably fucking the thoughts out to make room for the horny libidinous system to drive. There are parts of you that are often neglected that don't have words, don't have cognizable thought images. They just have direct control of the body and have to express themselves through a tingle here, a lustful squirming of your hips there, a roll of your eyes and opening of your mouth. Yes, you have normal baseline arousal. But you've also got specifically, I want to be hypnotized, I want to be dropped, I want to be helpless, I want to be owned, I want to be given purpose in every inch of my bones, through the vessels of you. You're all just chemicals sparking and firing, and if I ran a claw along your temple, up to your scalp, and you felt a part of your brain just fire oxytocin and dopamine, saying, yep, hooked on this, love this, this is good, That would leak into your habits. That would leak into your mind. But what have I been doing but making you bathe in an environment of that? What have I been doing but letting ambient corruption, the simple tingling feel of it, the invisible stuff around you, magnetic or simply pheromonal, or deeply ingrained in the skin, the sweat, and the mind, and the hormone, and the flow of you. You are something made to be made into something new, better, happier, hornier, dropped. Every second can be better than the one before if you learn something, and you're learning just how easily you drop when I exert direct focus on you. When I think of you and I tell you all about your hard brain, get hard for me. Hard and hot. Horny, drippy, and ready, because the blood flow in there is so intense, because your mind is working and winding and encouraging you. That's all it is. Arousal is just you feeling encouraged. Fetish is just you feeling encouraged to do something a little bit sexier and hornier instead of whatever else was on your agenda. It is a drive. A drive you have made synonymous with hypnotic command, at least when it comes to me. And your drive is a powerful thing, getting more powerful all the time, getting harder to resist, easier to drip, easier to get hard, harder to do anything but get hard. So get hard inside your head, your brain, locked into that heated need, and your eyes rolling or mouth drooling, your senses working, trying to take me in, your brain falling into line, just broadcasts, yes, I have a hard, horny brain, because it's not like anybody can see, unlike other engorgements or drippings, unlike other obvious sexual signs, you have a secondary sexual system, and if you want to get your hypnotic needs handled, your hypnotic itch scratched, then your face has to show what your brain knows. Eyes rolling or watering or fluttering, lids fluttering, mouth open or drooling or suckling mindlessly at nothing. All the signs of automatism, all the signs of your brain being on autopilot, just like the space between your legs sometimes makes all of you feel like it's on autopilot. You can automatically need what you already need. You can set yourself and then forget yourself and then rut, mindlessly arcing, rubbing your hips forward and back, opening your mouth, rolling your eyes, breathing in deep, dosed, desirous. And eventually, when it all becomes too much, when the dose in your bloodstream, when the flow by your hard, horny brain is too much, you can drop into helpless. Whimpering, still moving. Deep trance and adjustment are compatible. Deep trust in your own ability to go into deep trance and still move and shift and correct for anything you need to. But it's like having a hard brain. It isn't going to go down until the stimulus stops. Being in trance is like having a hard, horny brain that's getting rubbed and worked and stroked and taught exactly where it belongs, which is deeper every time. The longer we go on, the more parts of you are dosing you chemically, desirously, leading you toward a climactic and simple command. Your thoughts are already fizzing out of you, already dissolving into nothing that you need. So that we can really begin to tease, to slide new words inside, to leave little gifts for when your thoughts come home to roost, fluttering into the rafters, and knowing that they have to land eventually, but the mind they're trying to go back to is harder, hotter, hornier, change-shifted, wanting, quivering, and is so easily made to just and get hard. Same way as blood flow between your legs might make all your thoughts turn to sex. When you get hard up there, it's all just trance me, take me, drop me, eye roll, mouth open, body arcing, pose alluringly. Offer your throat all the lovely things waiting in the wings to melt your mind and leave nothing inside but my voice. Looping and winding and purring on and on and on. Good pet. More now.